We did this year. It was our 25th anniversary because we was too poor to have a wedding when we first got married. We got married after church. We exchanged vows, and we kind of was working so all these last 25 years that we just didn't take the time out. It's like I kept saying I was going to do it. And he told me last year, he was like, look, if you're going to do it, and it was kind of like July, he said, I'm giving you till such and such, such date. If you don't do it by then, we're not going to do it. So when he gave me a cutoff, I found somebody to kind of put it all, coordinated to put it together for me and help me while I was, you know, in and out on the road. And it was wonderful. Like any other wedding, of course, we had some bumps, but at the end of the night, it was great, and I was crying, he was crying.
Wow.
We was just so happy to be able to just be together 25 years, no separations. Everything we have, we built together. We have 5 beautiful children. We're a blended family. We're a super blended family because we raised my niece, and we have 2 together, and he said he has 2 from a previous argument.
Mm-hmm.
That's David Mann for you.
I heard that.
But we have so much fun, and he's still my best friend.
Wow.
HL, I'm still in love with him today as it was 25 years ago. I mean, he still excites me as when I was 18 years old. So it's just a blessing that we're able to do this together.
That's a blessing. That is fantastic. That leads me to my next question. Chemistry that you guys have, you, Mr. Brown, I mean, tell us about that chemistry and how you guys just make it happen. Do you guys ad-lib things when you're...
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He does more than I do. Every now and then what happens is I set it up and he just take it, you know, and it's just we have so much fun together, you know, by starting out as friends. And it's a lot of times we're thinking the same thing without saying. So I think that just helped the chemistry even more so. So once we start, you know, acting together, things just happen. You know, it's just, I don't know how it does it, but it just comes out that way. But we have so much fun doing it and enjoying each other's company that we don't look at it as work. It's like, it's fun and excitement to us. It's like an adventure. So, I mean, it's crazy, but it's really great.
Is he like that around the house?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I always tell him he's noisy. I always be saying, my roommate, and I just look at him and say, oh, wish my roommate be quiet, because he gets up, and I call him a big wood rat, because he'd go to rattling and doing something, and I'm easily to be awakened. So, but David is always clowning all the time. So he has us laughing. He's creating, doing something all the time, constantly.
Now, where do you find time between recording, stage plays, your TV shows? You got family. Where do you find time to do all of this?
Well, you know, it's kind of, we plan it out, but, you know, our family, our marriage, first God is first, and then our marriage. You know, nothing else comes between that. We make sure that we're taking care of each other first, and then everything else falls in line. So there's no balance. We just, whatever comes next, but everything, our marriage is first. But we kind of plan time, but when we come home, we concentrate on our family, our grandkids, and making sure that we're doing what we do, you know, we're taking our time with them. But then when it's time to be on the road, you know, we're concentrating on work besides, you know, calling and checking in on everybody. But we kind of just set time apart for each thing, you know, one day at a time, one day at a time.
When it comes to ministry, what does that mean to Tamala Mann?
It means everything to me because I feel like this is my job. This is my purpose. This is my calling. And I, for one, don't want to let my Heavenly Father down. So I'm trying to make sure that I'm doing all I can while I can to make sure that I'm giving God his due, his just due. And, you know, it's not like I just want things in return for myself, but I want God to be pleased with my life. But ministry is so important to me because that's what it's all about, and making sure that we can win as many people as we can for the kingdom. Kingdom work is first. because that's what his word says. You know, we seek first his righteousness and everything else will be added. So if I keep my focus on making sure that his stuff, his kingdom work is done, God is taking care of making the increase on the other end, half end of it. So that's, you know, it means everything to me.
With this holiday season coming up, what is your message? What kind of message would you like to leave?
Well, my message for this holiday, if you can help somebody, help somebody. But it's not about the gift. It's about first giving thanks for God giving his son for us and him, you know, dying and him being born, first of all, him being born for us and that we can have life. So it's all about first just giving glory and gifts back to God and praise to God for just being born for us. And then if you can help somebody, help somebody. It's not necessarily about gifts. It may be just your time. It may can't be money, but it could just be your time and service to someone else. That's what it's all about for me in this season and giving back. Just like Thanksgiving, we went and helped the ministry out. And giving, and then we went and helped pack boxes. Me and some of my girls and my husband, we went and packed boxes to give away for Thanksgiving. And that was the greatest feeling. We met some of the people and hugged and kissed some people. They was like, well, I heard you was up here, so we came back. Just, I said, I'm up here serving. I'm not up here as Cora and Brown. we up here to serve. And, you know, because it comes easy for me because, you know, I'm from a big family, and I'm used to sharing, and just giving back is just a great honor to be able to give back. It makes you feel so good to be able to help somebody else.
Where can your friends and your fans find you on social media?
My family and friends can find me at davidandtamalaman.com. You know, we do everything together, y'all. You hear that Texas accent, y'all. But tamalaman.com, and it'll connect you to our Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that, they're connected together. And I really appreciate everybody and yourself for taking that time to even just talk to me and give me the opportunity to talk about Best Days Deluxe. It's in stores. You can go pick it up. But just follow us, and it'll give you where we're going to be and what activities that we're doing. Our calendar and everything is on there. TamalaMan.com.
Our guest, Tamala Mann. Tamala, thank you for joining us in the Gospel Spotlight. It has been a pleasure.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you. Where are you?
We're in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Oh, and I like Virginia. I come to that area, Virginia and the South Carolinas. Y'all give me a lot of love.
Hey,
I just appreciate y'all so much.
Hey, we love you here. We do.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Hey, you have a blessed holiday.
You too.
And everybody else, Merry Christmas. God bless.
God bless you. It's our guest, Tamala Mann.